Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have got the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, current island events, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here. Here are top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, Just You and I, Tom Walker. At number 9, Bury a Friend by Billy Esh. At number 8, Walk Me Home by Pink. At number 7, Options by NSG. At number 6, Dancing with a Stranger, Sam Smith. At number 5, Don't Call Me Up, Mabel. At number 4, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. At number 3, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored by Ariana Grande. At number 2, Giant, Calvin Harris and Megan Bowman. At number 1, Someone You Love, Lewis Capel. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships in 1975. At number 9, Eaten Alive, Stillford Mods. At number 8, The Platinum Collection by Queen. At number 7, Always In Between, Jess Glynn. At number 6, Big Bag, Gigs. At number 5, Staying at Tomorrow's, George Ezra. At number 4, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 3, A Star Is Born, soundtrack Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. At number 2, The Greatest Showman by various artists. At number 1, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. That's it for this top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Evan here with all your local island events. Murder Mystery Night in Bembridge. Find yourself as a bit of a detective? Come on down to the Spinnaker at Bembridge on Friday 15th March for a fantastic murder mystery evening. There will be a dramatic performance from the cast of Cold Red Handed Productions and a delicious three-course meal to enjoy. It promises to be a brilliant event filled with thrilling twists and turns. So put on your Deerstalker hat, grab a group of friends and come on down to solve the crime. Tickets cost £29.95 per person, which includes entertainment and your meal. There's also an overnight option where you can retire to a beautiful and suited room. For further information and prizes, please contact the Spinnaker on 01983 872 840. Well, that's it for me with your local and events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Nicola with your local island news. Possible grey heron on the Isle of Wight. Islanders have been reminded to keep their eyes peeled for grey heron. As the UK's most widespread large predatory bird, the grey heron can mostly be seen on quiet patches of marshland and beaches, but has also been seen visiting garden ponds. The beginning of March usually signals the start of the heron's breeding season, when they nest in treetops and sometimes even in reed beds, and the Isle of Wight has several small heronries. These are mostly private land, meaning the herons cannot be easily disturbed. Counting the nests can be difficult, as many herons will leave a site, sometimes not returning to it again for a few years. The British Trust for Ornithology began monitoring these heronries in around 1928, and more than 11,000 were recorded back in 2015. And milder winters mean that numbers of them are on the increase. It seems these beautiful grey herons have suffered through the centuries due to falconers, fish farms and fishing lakes, whereby pond owners try to deter them from stealing their produce. Islanders are discouraged, though, from using plastic decoy herons, as being communal feeders, it may only encourage them. A netting or barrier cordon has been suggested for best results. So be on the lookout for cheeky grey heron at a pond near you. Well, that's it from me this week with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week. So here's your weekly recipe. Celery soup. The ingredients you'll need are 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 300 grams of celery, sliced with the tough strings removed, 1 garlic clove, peeled, 200 grams of potatoes peeled and cut into chunks, 500 milliliters of vegetable stock, 100 milliliters of milk, and crusty bread to serve. To make your yummy celery soup, heat the oil in a large saucepan over a medium heat. Tip the celery, garlic, potatoes, and coat in the oil. Add a splash of water and a big pinch of salt and cook, stirring regularly for 15 minutes. Add a little more water if the veg begins to stick. Pour the vegetable stock and bring to the boil, then turn the heat down and simmer for 20 minutes further until the potatoes are falling apart and the celery is soft. Use a stick blender to puree the soup, then pour in the milk and blitz again. Season to taste. Serve with crusty bread. Well, that's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch you next week.
Hi, it's Kieran here. Today I'll ask Ethan some questions. Question 1. What is your favourite game on the Xbox?
Well, my favourite game is Forza Horizon 4.
Why is it your favourite game?
Well, it's an open world game. It's a PG free. It's actually a game, but it's free. And I actually liked it so much, I just keep playing it every day and so on.
Question 2. Have you played the previous Forza Horizon games?
Yes, I did.
What ones?
Forza Horizon 3 or Forza Horizon 2? Ooh, a bit of first one.
A bit?
Yeah.
Does that mean you still have it or not?
Ooh. No, obviously.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
So you don't really know what happened to it?
No! Because it's burned way back ago.
Alright. Question 3. Is this your favourite type of game?
Yes.
Will racing always be your favourite, or do you like others?
It's still that, but it's actually others at the same time.
Do you play any other car games?
Oh, it's just Forza is actually the only car game I play.
So don't play rally or anything?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
What rally thing?
Like Dirt Rally or something.
Play Dirt 3?
Yes, that.
That's good as well, that was.
Yeah.
And there's also a console of Xbox One. So
yes.
Fun. Question 4. Would you ever upgrade your consoles when the next gen comes out?
Yes. If it's cheap enough.
Okay. What consoles did you get?
An Xbox One X.
They have 4K.
Yeah.
But it's so much better than standard one that I've got.
Yeah.
Because the one I've got was from 2013.
Yeah.
I still got like HDR, didn't have 4K or anything. But yeah. My PS4, it's a PS4 Slim, so I must have saw 4K.
Yeah.
Or something. But it's still good anyway, because at least it still plays. The good thing, I can play 360 games as well.
Yeah.
That's it for me this week. Catch you next time.
That's it from the Dragons this week. We hope you have enjoyed the show. We have been Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Be sure to tune in next week.